This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Almost time for us to wrap up for this afternoon, but we've got one more story we're going to hit in just a couple of minutes of what are things like over on Twitter, where we are discussing...
How people choose their content, how they approach their content on streaming services. Do they choose what to play? Do they put it on shuffle? They don't use streaming services. A couple of messages. This comes from Chan, who says, but there is an option on Spotify Song Radio, which sometimes you can discover some awesome band that you like but never heard of, hit or miss. Song Radio is good.
Pretty good, yes. I'll give that. Yeah.
Zach says, based on review ratings, awards nominated series.
All right. What have we got over on Instagram, Chris? Anything new?
No.
All right, then. Shall we talk about WhatsApp just for a change this week?
Sure.
How many WhatsApp stories have we had over the past couple of weeks? It's been crazy, right?
A fair amount.
People talking about leaving WhatsApp, going to Signal, going to Telegram and whatever. And it just feels as though it's been this ongoing deluge of stories about WhatsApp. And now the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, the MCMC, have issued a statement warning the public to be wary of increasingly inventive tactics employed by scammers trying to hijack a user's WhatsApp account due to increasing reports of fraud cases being committed through the app. This is nothing new, guys. We're going to give you a reminder of how things work on this. So the MCMC have said that scammers usually manage to take over victims' WhatsApp accounts by tricking them into divulging their six-digit verification code, which users will usually receive when there is an attempt to change the phone number associated with the account. And to do this, scammers have been known to contact potential victims whilst posing as a hapless individual or business claiming to have mistakenly keyed in the victim's phone number while trying to complete an online transaction, explaining that as a result of the authorization code for the transaction has been sent to the victim's phone and asking for the victim's help in sending them the code. These appeals could even come from the victim's family members or friends via accounts that scammers have already successfully hacked into. So this tactic commonly misleads the victim into thinking they'd be sending the scammer an unrelated TAC, a transaction authorization code, when in fact they would be handing over the six-digit verification code to the victim's own WhatsApp account. Those who have been duped into giving up their codes could end up having their accounts stolen by scammers. This is according to the MCMC. The MCMC have said that scammers have also impersonated WhatsApp employees to fool other users into sharing their code, adding that there have been instances where the scammer would deliberately fail at keying in the code several times in order to force an automated system by WhatsApp to call the user about their verification code. In this instance, the scammer would also contact the user to ask for the code while pretending to be somebody else. And if the user did not answer the automated call by WhatsApp and it goes into the voice mailbox, then the scammer would try to randomly guess at or ask for the user's voice mailbox PIN code to access that recording. So, as we've said, this is nothing new, and there may be people sharing sharing these details and FAQs and whatnot. At the end of the day, if you are unsure if somebody is sending you a dodgy message, you know, if somebody is asking for your PIN number or your TAC code or whatever within WhatsApp, no employee from WhatsApp will ever contact you to ask you for your PIN number. Ever. That just will not happen, in the same way that banks will never ask you for your PIN number. Just remember that. You know, it's a very simple thing. If it looks like it might be a scam, if it looks a little bit dodgy, if you don't know what it is, ignore it. Right? Just ignore it. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And tell people who keep forwarding you these messages, because I know it does happen, to ignore those messages.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think it's easier to just have a guideline for yourself. Like, you know, if it comes to like passwords, pins, any kind of personal information that you think you shouldn't be sharing, just like don't share it.
Yeah.
The easiest step to take would be to just call the person who messaged you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though you don't want to, just to verify, you know, give them a phone call, see what's going on. And that should sort of ease your concerns.
Yep.
But like what you said, no one's going to ask you for a pin on WhatsApp or SMS or any of those things.
Even if they are messaging you from a Facebook account or an Instagram account, if somebody is asking you for your telephone number, do not give it to them. You know, the only they will be messaging if they are messaging you on these other messaging apps, the chances are they already have your telephone number anyway. So they shouldn't be asking you for your telephone number.
And if anyone is asking you for not just a PIN, but let's say a TAC number or something like that, with any sort of excuses, don't do it, you guys.
It's okay if you
made a transaction or you didn't make a transaction and suddenly a text message pops up like, hey, this is a tech number. Don't give it to anyone. Stay safe, you guys.
Especially right now. Yeah. Right. That's all the time we have for today's show, ladies and gents. We're going to wrap up for the day. The final tally of the numbers over on Twitter are...
Quick refresh. The final numbers are 72.5% they choose what to play, 11% for put it on shuffle, and 16.5% say they don't use streaming services.
All right, numbers over on Instagram, Chris.
73% of people choose what to play and only 27% of them put it on shuffle.
Arvin's going to do an experiment for us. He's going to let us know.
Okay.
Let's see how that works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd be really interested to see the results that you get. Right. Okay, ladies and gents, it's all the time we have for today. If you missed any part of the show, remember you can download the podcast and have a listen back a little bit later on. It'll be up on the website and, of course, in the BFM app very shortly. That's available via the Apple App Store or Google Play. The stories we hit today are...
We opened with Netflix and how they're introducing a shuffle feature for all their customers.
Then we talked about the revival of the limited series.
Wrapping up with beware of WhatsApp scammers. Don't go anywhere though, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. The global sum of government debt was around $78 trillion at the end of 2020 and is expected to reach $84 trillion at the end of 2021, approaching 100% of global GDP. Does this pose a long-term threat to global sovereigns ratings going forward? The Breakfast Grill spoke with James McCormack of Fitch Ratings about this, as well as the ratings process, implications and consequences from COVID-19, and to take a look at Malaysia too. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news here on BFM 89.9. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. The other team will be back here in the studio starting from next week. We'll be at home working from there. Look after yourselves, stay safe, stay home, wear a mask and sanitize here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.